In February and March of this year, saxophonist Chris Byers led his quartet on a month-long tour sponsored by the U.S. State Department, with stops in Slovenia, Slovakia, and Saudi Arabia. Last year, another band he was in was sent to Central Asia. Back home in New York last October, Chris Byers did a concert at the Rubin Museum, inspired by art from the Himalayas. The music he wrote for that concert is now out on CD. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review.
Chris Byers on alto sax with trombonist John Mosca on Byers' new CD with the ungainly Mussorgskian title Jazz Pictures at an Exhibition of Himalayan Art. I don't detect more than hints at music from Tibet or Nepal that I've heard, nor catch any parallels between the compositions and the masks and paintings in the album's photo gallery, but this music stands fine on its own. For starters, Byers has written a handful of jumping beboppy tunes. Stefan Schatz on drums with Chris Byers on tenor sax. He also plays a bit of soprano and flute. Byers is a student of overlooked aspects of 1950s and 60s jazz, like the music of tenor player Lucky Thompson. The foursome here sounds informed by the pianoless quartets, pastel harmonies, and woodwind colors of 1950s cool jazz, not least when the leader's dad, James Byers, adds oboe or English horn. Adding oboe gives the band three winds, but it can sound like four when Ari Rowland picks up his bow to sing on the bass. He'll often solo using the bow, too. He gets a good jazz sound with it, not too sweet or scrapey. Chris Byers' Jazz Pictures at an Exhibition of Himalayan Art is on Smalls Records, as in the feisty Greenwich Village nightclub Smalls. In the 90s, that basement joint was a second home, finishing school, and research lab for Byers, bassist Ari Rowland, and other night owls. The club's partisans talk as if it was the only place in New York where bebop-oriented players could develop their music. An overstatement. But it helped nurture many accomplished players now active in New York. Chris Byers' disc is a good example of the kind of swinging, quirky, finely crafted music that has helped Smalls leave a big mark.
Kevin Whitehead teaches English and American Studies at the University of Kansas, and he's a jazz columnist for eMusic.com. He reviewed Jazz Pictures at an Exhibition of Himalayan Art by the Chris Byers Quartet on Smalls Records.